The ballots, asking for a simple yes or no vote, were sent out more than a month ago to all property owners in the two counties. For most homeowners, the proposed tax increase is a little less than $13 a year. That may not seem like much, but
the proposal was a 59% increase, and that's where I balk. If every taxing agency raised their taxes 59%, there'd be another Prop 13 tax revolt.
Frank Egger, a former mayor and city councilman from Fairfax, is one of the 20 current members of the Mosquito District's board of directors, but he's one of just two who voted against the $400,000 election. He's well aware the agency has dipped into its reserves to balance the budget in each of the last 2 years, and he's concerned about the further financial challenges they face.
We have a very high unfunded pension and post-employment benefit liability. So over $2 million a year of the increase is going to go toward paying down that unfunded liability.
There's no mention of any unfunded pension costs in the four-color, four-page information guide that was sent out along with the ballots. District Manager Philip Smith says that's because it's not why the money is needed.
Revenues are pretty stagnant, property taxes have been flat, and the district had an assessment of $12 for most of the property in the county, and that flattened out last year and can never be increased. So taking a hard look at the books, and even after cutting the budgets year after year to the bone, district determined that the only way really to continue providing and enhancing the services for the next decade was to go to property owners and ask for a small assessment.
That small assessment will bring in about $3.5 million per year, boosting the district's $8.5 million annual budget by about a third. If approved, the increase can be renewed annually and increased slightly by a vote of the district's board, notes Egger.
There's a built-in not-to-exceed 5% cost of living increase annually. And this is a permanent tax. This has no sunset clause.
The election is being directed by a consulting firm operating under special rules for assessment districts that California voters approved in 1996 as part of Proposition 218. Manager Smith says that also governs the weighted balloting process they use.
It's a weighted ballot. It's not just simply one person, one vote. An assessment engineer takes a look at the benefits that accrue to the property owners and apportions them. And the number of votes one has varies according to the amount of the benefit assessment. Say that you own a large shopping mall and you're assessed $250, and I own an apartment and I'm assessed $5, then your vote would outweigh mine by about 50-1.
This aspect of the election surprised even Dick Spotswood, the political columnist for the Marin Independent Journal.
If the voters think that it's a collection of homeowners voting, and will a majority of homeowners and private property owners vote for this, they're wrong. And that has not been disclosed.
One result, he says, is that the biggest landowners in the region, the state, the counties and cities, and large businesses, will have the overwhelming majority of the votes. It's an imbalance that will be exacerbated by the unexpected ballot mailing, Spotswood adds.
They look like a cable bill. If you don't really look at it, it looks like one of those things you get in the mail. I got one the other day. Please do not destroy under government ordinance. This is a special mailing. Usually it's coming from somebody that's trying to sell you firewood. You really have to pay attention to your mail to know you've got it. And by the way, it was mailed a month ago. So if folks don't know if they've got it, they didn't see it. It's in the recycling.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.